true intent. There is this tiny nation state which is the envy of many. It is not endowed with what we consider as material necessities for a strong nation. It's actually too tiny that if you are not familiar with geography, you lose sight of it if you look at it at ordinary maps. Tiny it may be, but it is a titan among free and developed countries in Asia and the world. Let its people and its early leaders transform it to what it is now is truly amazing. Decades ago, our early leaders did try to emulate this tiny state. For a while, it looked as if we were on the verge of a takeoff. During those early years, we were one of the rising stars. Countries surrounding us even sent their students to study at our state universities. We were called the Pearl of the Orient. But sometimes the best intent does not end well. While those in power then pledged to raise our country to higher levels, their illustrious words turned into empty promises. As it happened, lofty ideals were overtaken by personal want. Similar to early conquerors, these ideals were soon forgotten once the seat of power is taken. Surrounded by selected yes men, they dreamt of perpetual power, and they almost succeeded. After all, two decades is no trivial matter. So what happened to that dream of raising the country to the level attained by that nation-state? Yes, we developed somehow, even at a snail's pace. We became the basket case of Asia. We became a labor supplier, which we still are. After so many attempts by so many leaders, our living standards still leaves much to be desired. Many still look at overseas employment as the answer. To many with the means to do this, they had to live and work at faraway lands because they don't have a choice. When will this change? Hope is free, so let us hold on to it. Let us hope that our new leaders look at their oaths as sacred. May our country and our people be on the road to true progress. This we all deserve. Dear God, please be the light of our leaders. May they hold on to their promises. And may this reflect on their true intent. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.